This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been shown an empowering and uplifting message titled Tell Them, under the subtitle Keys to the Harvest. Today he shares one cardinal reason why people fail to reap a harvest of souls. Let's join in.
We have been looking at Tell Them How to Preach the Gospel to Other People. And I've been sharing on keys to the harvest. Why a key? Because keys open doors. You know, in life, one thing that you need is you need some level of aggression. There are some people who are too docile, but you need to be aggressive when you need to be aggressive. You know, Jesus is not just a lamb. He is also a lion. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 5, the Bible says, "Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed." John said, "I saw in the midst of a throne a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes." And when the lamb was introduced, he was also introduced as a lion. So there are times when you need to be, you know, cool. But there are times too that you need to be very aggressive and very fast. Otherwise, some things will get out of your hand. So this Anakaz was just talking about to drive, to necessitate, you know, to push, to force. Very important. And it's a Greek word. And for us to be able to be good soul winners, tell people about Christ, we need that kind of attitude. Otherwise, you cannot get anyone to enter the kingdom if you are too cool. Tell your neighbor, don't be too cool. Now, so we're going to read the story of Anakazo. It's taken from Luke chapter 14, verse 16. It's a parable that Jesus spoke. And it's amazing that this teaching of Anakazo was not given in a church. It was given at a dinner, somebody's party. That was when Jesus took the opportunity to give this teaching, this parable of Anakazo. If you look chapter 14, verse 1, the Bible says, "It came to pass as he went into one of the houses of the chief Pharisees to eat with him on the Sabbath day," it says, "they watched him." So here was Jesus going to eat with the chief Pharisee, and people were watching him. You know, sometimes people are watching you to make a mistake so that they can accuse you. So when he got there, this party was on, people were eating, music was going on, whatever. And actually, he told two parables. The first parable was about how to choose seats at a party. And because you read verse 7, Luke 14, 7, he said, "And he put forth a parable when he observed how they chose out the chief rooms." So people were choosing seats. Some people would just go to the high table. Some people would go here, sit here. And Jesus used that opportunity to teach the people. And one of the things he told them was that when you go to any place, take the lowest place. So that if really you qualify for the high place, they'll move you there. But don't go and sit at a high seat. So that when you are sitting there, they rather come and call you that, "Please move to the back." That's very bad. That's why you should not rent a place you cannot afford. Because if you are there after 3 months, the landlord come and call you that, "Look, move to Transformer or Assignment or someplace. But where you are at Trasafo Valley, you cannot be there." You know, so that's what he says. Don't just go choose high things. Rather start from a lower place and be promoted. So that was the first parable. And when he finished the parable, that was, can you imagine, we're at a party and the guy is teaching. The second parable is actually the parable of Anakazo. And in this one, he told a story that when you have a party, invite the poor, whatever, to come and join you at the party. Then when he finished, in verse 15, Luke chapter 14, verse 15, "One of them which sat at meat with him said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." Then Jesus told another story, which is a parable. And this parable is about the comment that the man made. And the man made a comment about the kingdom of heaven, that when you get to the kingdom of heaven, there is going to be a feast. a feast. And this feast is repeated throughout the Bible. If you read the Gospels, it's mentioned several times that there's going to be a feast. Even the Old Testament, you see it. So this feast seems to be a very special feast. And I pray that you and I will be found at this heavenly feast. So when he said that, Jesus told him that, fine, it is true. We must get as many people as possible to attend this heavenly feast. So Jesus told the story of an akazo, the need to get people saved, first of all, so that they can even make it to this feast. Are you understanding me? So that's the story of an akazo. So we started looking at this story and looking at some of the key things. Verse 16 is where we continue from. A certain man made a great supper and sent his servant at supper time to them that were bidding, come, for all things are now ready. Then they all, with one excuse, began to make excuse. One said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground. I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I have bought a yoke of oxen. I go to prove them. Have me excused. Another said, I've married a wife. Therefore, I cannot come. Now, when you read the story, you realize that in the story, the people who were invited to attend the feast, the reason why they did not make it was that they had excuses. That was why. So today I want to talk about an akazo and excuses, or how to overcome excuses. The people did not make it to the feast because they had excuses. And here you see three excuses. One said, I bought a piece of ground. Another said, I bought a yoke of oxen. Another said, I have married a wife. 21. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to him, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city. Bring hither the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. So this one guy, the servant, went out and brought in more people. And he said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, yet there is room. In other words, there is always room in the kingdom of heaven. There is always more seats for people to take up in this feast that you and I must attend. Then he said to him, go out quickly. Then he said, into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. That's verse 23. So now he sent the servant further afield. He said, go to the main roads, other towns. Hedges means fences. He said, then where there are barriers, break through the barriers and go and bring more people to come to this feast. So I believe that today, one of the things that we see here is excuses. And we must be able to overcome excuses. You know, in life, our ability to overcome excuses is key. Why? Because excuses justify the status quo. The status quo means the existence of something. So once you have an excuse, you cannot change. For example, if you insult people by heart or you talk by heart and someone tells you that, listen, the way you talk is not good, you have to change the way you talk. And you tell the person that, I talk this way because people are very annoying and people can get on your nerves. That is why. Now, with that excuse, what it means is that you won't change, because you have an excuse. So the excuse that you have is justifying the existence of your bad attitude or character. So the excuse becomes a defense why the thing must be there. And that is one of the dangers of excuses. So even in marital relationships, when maybe a partner or your husband, wife points out a weakness and immediately you have an excuse as to why it is so, what it means is that you won't change. So excuses, they actually justify the existence of things. So that is why excuses are very dangerous. So we must overcome excuses if we want to change things. For example, look at our country. There is confusion, disorder everywhere. But if you say there must be order, people come up to excuse that. People don't have jobs. So because people don't have jobs, they should be able to live anywhere, sell anywhere, behave anywhere, cross the road at anywhere, bath anywhere, move anywhere. So that excuse that people don't have jobs justifies the existence of the chaos in the town. So until the excuse is removed, the problem cannot be solved. So for us to also win souls and get people into the kingdom to attend this all-important feast, what we have to do is that we have to be able to overcome excuses. In Proverbs chapter 26, verse 13, the Bible says, the slothful man or the lazy man says, there is a lion in the way. A lion is in the streets. So this is a man, probably he has to go to work, but he has an excuse. So the lion in the streets justifies his laziness, that he should still be in the room because of the lion. But what he has to rather do is he has to think about how to catch the lion and make a zoo so that people come and pay one cedi to watch the lion. So he cannot only go to work, he also has a business running by the side, a zoo by the side. You pay a cedi to watch the lion. If he thinks that way, he will be able to find ways to catch the lion and even make profit out of the situation. But first of all, he must be able to overcome excuses. So in the same way, when it comes to soul winning, one thing that keeps us is we have excuses in our minds.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure not to miss tomorrow's episode as Kakwa teaches us how to overcome excuses in our own lives and from others. Don't miss out.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Healed of asthma. Dear Pastor, I attended the recent AirPower conference at the National Theater. I was tremendously blessed. I've been asthmatic for some years. During one of your ministrations, you mentioned that the Lord was healing someone who had difficulty in breathing. Immediately you said that, I fell under the power of God and was brought to you to be prayed for. Since that day you lay hands on me, I can breathe normally without stress. The asthma is completely gone. At first, if I walk for a long distance or got fatigued, I will start breathing heavily and end up being breathless. Now, I can do whatever I want. I walk, I run, I do everything. I'm normal, I'm totally healed. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Let's thank him for such a wonderful, wonderful miracle.
The message you just heard is available on the Kakwa Baden Air Power app. Download the Kakwa Baden Air Power app on Google Play Store or the App Store.
The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakwa Baden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. You can order this book through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Squatters at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakwabaden.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. That's +233 55 700 9010. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. That's +233 20 75 75 215. We also deliver worldwide.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakwabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.